Don't even dare. Don't even dare.
God, George.
Wahey!
Wahey!
Right, I'm going home.
He's not happy. Jordan, you're a very naughty boy. Hiya, mate.
Go on, Andrew.
He's not playing at all. He's got his teacher face on. Look at his face. Boss dog over there. How are you, Jordan?
I'm all right.
Wahey?
Oh.
You're hurting, laughing.
Yep.
You're so pleased with yourself, are you?
Yep.
Should we start again?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Boss man's not happy. What do you know?
What have you been up to?
hang on. You can't. He's giving you evil looks over there. Come on.
He's not even looking at me.
Just say something.
He knows. He knows better. Not to look at me, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on. Be nice. Peacocks. That's what I want to know about. This has been going on for weeks. Jordan keeps putting pictures of peacocks in his garden.
Yes.
You need to tell us all about what's going on there.
Well, I don't actually know myself.
Oh.
They just keep ending up on the back on the garden.
How many?
Two.
Right. And where are they coming from?
One's called Colin and one's called Joan.
What?
One's called...
You see, animals making me laugh again for no reason.
One's called Colin and one calls Joan. One's Colin. Called Joan.
How do you know their names?
Colin's named after my dad.
Oh, you've named them?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they'd introduced themselves or they got badges on or something.
No.
Right. But where are they coming from?
They
escaped from a local zoo or something.
I don't know. No, I've no idea.
Have you not questioned it?
No, I haven't gone out there and tried to get them to speak.
Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, but peacocks aren't indigenous to Mosley, are they?
You know, not that I'm aware of.
They don't roam around the streets, so they must come from somewhere. Have you reported them to anybody?
Well, I do know there's a pub local to me called the Church Inn.
I thought you'd say it's called the Peacock Inn. That's where they've come from.
That might have been a big clue.
Yeah. Makes total sense.
No, but listen to me.
I am listening.
And that's... At the back of that pub, they've got a little... I think they call it... Well, it's some kind of nature reserve, anyway.
An aviary.
And that's where... I've seen peacocks before, so they could have come from there.
But you've not thought to go around and tell them that...
Have you lost a couple of peacocks?
Yeah.
No,
because... Colin and Joan.
No, because I want to keep them.
Oh, you keep them? Are you feeding them?
No.
Could you do that? Do you reckon you could feed them and tempt them to, like cats, you know, when you start feeding stray cats?
Yeah, but they can't... I thought they could, but they can't fly.
Could they not?
They can only fly short distances. I shouldn't have said they can't fly.
Yeah.
Because it's not that they can't fly. They can't fly as further as a bird.
But they can fly from the pub to your garden, and you've not told the pub that those peacocks are in your garden.
No, why should I?
Did he come every day?
Yeah, but they can cross roads and that, because that's like someone put pictures of them being at the other end of town,
right.
and then they like cross roads and that.
On my street, every year, when geese have their babies, whatever they're called, they come walking down my street, the whole traffic stops, and if you're not from the area, you're just like, people are just ranting, and they come down with all the babies, walk across the road, down to Tesco, I don't know if they're doing shopping or something, then all the way back up again.
Yeah, it's like, they do that with ducks. I've seen some ducks near me. They cross the road and then they have been in Tesco's.
Do those ducks look like peacocks? Are you confusing animals here?
No. What I was originally going to talk about when this episode started.
Oh, is it over? Can we go now?
Episode started.
If anyone's listening.
And
on.
Then you brought up peacocks.
Yep.
I've been trying to rearrange my racing trip of late.
Oh, it's been cancelled, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Has it? Why? What happened?
There's a big sinkhole in the ground.
Where?
At Haydock Racecourse, where I was supposed to be going.
Yeah, you were going on the 4th of July, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
is that Independence Day?
I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
What day was it? 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Conspiracy theory.
Aye.
Yeah. So there's a big sinkhole. So you'd think they'd be able to fill it in between now and then, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you say that. There's been a sinkhole on a road near my house.
Yeah.
Near Manchester City Stadium. Now, if this happened in Tokyo,
yeah, well, yeah.
They'd have it filled in and the traffic would be there the next working day.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about the council. And yeah,
here, it's taken about 3 months.
Yeah,
but that's just Manchester City's trophy cabinet collapsing because it's given way.
Well, ooh. I agree.
So the big sinkhole near you, is it a sinkhole or is it just a big pothole?
It is a sinkhole, oh, apparently. Yeah.
You see those guys online, what they do at the pothole, they go around and plants in them. You need to do that.
No, you need to send me some pictures, because I've not
seen that?
No.
They go around, find potholes, fill them with, like, soil and put, like, daisies and stuff in them.
I think someone put a load of water in one and a cruise ship and built a dock.
That's a big hole. So what's happening about the racing, then? In fact, what's happened about your horse? What are we up to with that? We've not spoken about the horse, Andrew, for a while.
Yeah. Where is it and what has happened?
Is it glue now?
Has it run a race?
I don't know. I've got no updates.
Well, you've invested in it.
I've got no updates about the horse. You'd have to ask my personal secretary.
She's looking at me going, no, don't talk about it. Don't talk about
it. Don't mention the horse.
Yeah, don't mention the horse. Is it glue?
I don't know.
Just injured. Oh, it's injured. Has it actually run, ever?
How's it got injured?
I don't know.
It wasn't fit to run.
Use the microphone.
And yet you invested in this.
Have you got your money back yet?
I don't know.
Do you want to change the subject?
You're not going to get it back through winnings, are you?
No. No.
So, going back to the horse racing, 4th July, you can't go, so what are you going to do?
We're going to Chester instead.
Are you? And they do horse racing, the Chester Racecourse, of course.
Yeah, there's a few people kicking and screaming, but the rest of us are just going
to
go.
Is it the same race and they've moved it to a different course?
No. We're just going for to a different date and a different experience.
Right.
A different course.
Hang on a minute, what's happened? There's a sinkhole.
Yeah.
Where?
Haydock.
In Haydock.
On the actual race course.
Yeah, keep up.
Yeah. Can't they just throw a load of soil in it?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Apparently
not. I don't know.
How's the gambling thing coming on anyway? Last time we had a conversation, Jordan and I, the other week, on the phone.
Right.
And Jordan was telling me he's got
a problem.
He has got a problem, but he's got restrictions put on him now, haven't you? I think it's 25p bets that I'll be restricted to. What are you restricted to? Do you want to tell us more?
Did you have to go now?
Yes!
100%. This is the sort of stuff we need to know.
You say to me on the phone when we're talking, you say, don't say anything. That means I'm going to 100% say something. Go on, tell us.
Nah, she won't. She don't listen anyway.
Who?
The person.
Oh, is it your mum? Told you off?
That's a yes.
Dickhead.
Come on then, tell us.
I'm just doing it a bit more than I should do, but I've not done it for ages now.
Okay, what about the gambling? Tell us about that bit.
What?
Never mind.
I've just...
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
You knob.
Well, we would normally do Challenge Jordan at this point, but you didn't do the last one...
Oh!
There isn't one. You've still got that one to do.
Yes, there is a feature.
Go on, then.
I've created this.
Go on, then. Introduce it.
Well, does anybody remember the segment a few times that we've done a segment called Ask Bossman, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think you've tried and he's always refused.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Well, I brought some more questions with me.
All right, go on then.
Yeah, and if I can find them on my notes.
So do we need some Ask Bossman music?
I've got some questions for you about the podcast and what stuff I want to know. And if you have any questions, what you can think of, Kevin, you ask.
Go on, you fire away. Let me see what's going on.
No pressure here, then. Go on.
Bossman, you're starting to pretend.
Right, Andrew. When am I going to get some more opportunities to do interviews?
When you get more listeners.
Right.
And when you do all the things I've asked you to do.
Okay.
Like promoting the podcast on social media.
Right.
Well, all right.
Well, he did ask.
A bit
of
blood on it.
Also, Will the voicemail messages return?
When you get more listeners.
Right, okay. And another, I know it's, I suppose I could link it to this.
Whatever you ask now. Sorry to interrupt, can I guess what the answer's going to be?
No.
Whatever you ask, I'm going to guess what I'm going to write it down. Go on, John.
Right. Right, something I've also wanted to do associated with radio, but I've just never known how to go about it myself.
Right.
But would I ever be able to have the opportunity to have a look round a professional, proper, working radio station?
What's my answer going to be, Kevin?
It might not be that, actually. No, think it's about not. It. No.
Right. Okay, so that is on the list of things that I've got lined up for you.
Right.
So you are going to go to one. But as with my previous answers, when you get more listeners,
right,
it kind of fits into that. Yeah. So, yes, I've arranged for you to go and do an interview at a radio station.
Oh.
But not only for you to interview them, but for them to interview you, so that we hopefully get more listeners to the podcast.
Right.
Do you see where we're going here?
Yeah.
So the answer is yes, you will go to a radio station.
That's really nice.
At some point.
That's really good, but there's only one problem with the whole scenario there.
Oh, what?
He's going to be texting the WhatsApp group constantly for the next 10 days going, so, when this happens, you just send like
and
a million messages.
This is why I don't tell him things in advance, because he can't keep his mouth shut. He just tells everybody, and then he ruins all the surprises.
I've got some questions.
It's like being your mother, Jordan.
Oh, please.
Honestly, I need to guide you bit by bit. You will get to Amanda Holden one day, but bit by bit, eh?
Do you know, we spoke the other week about...
Hang on, I have one more question.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Just slow down.
Can I guess the answer to this one?
Yeah. And finally, you know how we used to have merchandise and then it, I don't think we can get this said merchandise anymore.
Right.
When will we have the new merchandise and the designs?
Hang on, and the answer's going to be...
when you get more listeners.
No, but it might be...
Because right now...
Get that car out of here.
We can't just rely on your mum and your dad buying a mug.
Yeah, my dad...
So what we've been trying to get people to do is donate £1 every month out of their salary to the Buy Me a Coffee thing on your webpage, haven't we?
Yeah.
So when we get lots of like little donations coming in, or perhaps merchandise and more listeners, the more we get, the more merchandise we can make public.
Yeah.
So this is all about getting more listeners, because they will buy stuff to support you.
Yeah. So on that note, can I just say, on behalf of everybody here, thanks to everybody that currently does listen.
Yeah.
And we'd really appreciate it if you just share and like our Facebook pages and statuses and just, you know, help us share the spread the word.
No, you know, we're not sort of like begging for money. That's not the thing. But if you can spread the word, like you say, on social media, share the posts that we post every week with the podcast. Jordan, you should be doing that every week as well, multiple times. Get the word out there and the podcast will grow.
Hey, gents, you were saying about questions for Boss Man, and the other week we spoke about HR, that we probably need a HR department.
Oh, we do.
So, Boss Man, I've got some questions that we need to run past you.
Okay.
And this is something maybe we should be thinking about when we form our HR department.
Fair enough.
So, which member in our trio group, Boss Man, is the most likely to take a joke way too far and have to issue a public apologies?
Kevin.
I was going to say, Kevin, obviously.
Oh, is he me?
Well, of course it is.
All right. Is that it? Which team member is most likely to survive the zombie apocalypse out of the three of us?
Andrew.
Yeah, me, because I'm in a shipping container office.
Oh, yeah, you'll just stay in here, wouldn't you?
Yeah, nothing will get me in here.
What about you, George? You don't think you survive? We could come here, couldn't we?
Why?
Because he's in a container. So we can come in a container, stay here.
Can we not
stay with you?
Can you imagine? an hour a week of you two is enough.
We could record all week live from the zombie apocalypse.
No, we couldn't.
I can't even say apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Try. Okay, final question for Boss Man. In our trio, who is the most likely to panic under pressure and make things ten times worse?
Me.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look, he said it himself.
It's garbage on, doesn't it? Yeah. Bless.
I mean, that's almost a speciality of yours, isn't
it? Yeah, but I can even cry.
On demand.
No, no.
You can't do on demand.
You just have to play a song about my dad leaving me on my dog dying.
Oh, God almighty.
Oh, Amy Winehouse. What's she called? That girl you've been raving about this week.
Not Amy Winehouse.
No.
Sky Newman.
Yeah, he's been. Have you seen his statuses about Sky Newman?
Yes.
You feel connected to her. You
I
said.
Do.
That's a bit stalkerish.
What's wrong with you, man?
Her songs, I just feel them.
Do you?
Yep.
Where do you feel them?
Do not answer that.
I think I know the answer.
In my heart.
Leave it.
Right, okay.
Next.
No, I think I know the answer, yeah.
He said she's like, what did he say? She's like a young Amy Winehouse. I'm like, oh, come on.
No, but then I told you why.
Because she said she's like a young Amy Winehouse.
So I'm just quoting.
I'm like a young Mel Gibson. Does that mean it's true?
You're like a young Wurzel Gummidge.
Wow. Unnecessary.
That was a good comeback. Nice one, John.
Thank you, Carl Pilkington over there.
Hey, you know Carl Pilkington?
I do.
Oh, we could have an interview and then compare looks.
You could, but only when...
You've got more listeners.
Yeah.
There's a pattern, isn't there?
Yeah.
Me and Bossman are like a double act today.
Should we do joke off?
No.
No.
Why?
Because he's out of square.
He's doing my quiz, isn't he? Oh,
no, his quiz. No, my quiz.
My quiz.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Should we do it then?
My quiz.
The outer square. It's that time of the week again, folks. The outer square. And here's your host with the most, Bossman.
Right. Let's rattle through this.
Wait!
You do that one more time, this podcast ends.
But only when you get more listeners.
Look at him. He's desperate.
Come on.
Go on, you try it. You try it.
Jordan, do you want me to do it for you?
No, I'm picking my moment.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Pick it wisely.
I will.
Right, four questions. Multiple choice. First question is about what's in the news.
Hey!
Are you ready?
Go for it.
Which Sesame Street character was criticised by New Yorkers after wishing both the Knicks, which are New York, and San Antonio good luck in the NBA Championship Finals?
Basketball, right?
Was it, yes. Was it Elmo, B, Big Bird, C, Oscar the Grouch, or D, Kermit?
Could be any of them, couldn't it? Absolutely any of them.
Elmo, Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, Kermit.
Are they both New York teams, did you say?
No, one's New York, one is San Antonio.
What are you going for, Jordan? I'm going to guess Big Bird.
I'm going to guess Big Bird too.
We're going...
You're both wrong. It was Elmo. Elmo. Question two, general knowledge. How many time zones are there in Russia? Are there 8, 9, 10, or 11?
It's a big country, isn't it? I feel really thick today.
So do I.
That's a tough question.
I wouldn't get this right.
And you've got the answers.
Yeah, I've got the answer in front of me. I would not get this right.
I reckon it's going to be extreme because it's a huge country. So I'm going to go for 11. Was there 11 in there?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm going to go for 11.
I'm going to go for 9.
Kevin's right. It is 11. 1 point to Kevin.
That's a point,
Question George. Three in the world of podcasting. Let's have a see what this one is. Which is the most listened to podcast of the past week?
Us!
No, mate.
No. And why not?
Not
you
until.
Need more listeners. Is it A, Crime Junkie, B, Joe Rogan, C, Diary of a CEO, or D, The Daily News?
Oh, what was the question? Which one's got the biggest
audience this past week?
Run them by us again, please.
Crime Junkie, Joe Rogan, Diary of a CEO, or The Daily News?
See, my gut instinct, Jordan, would be Joe Rogan, because he's, like, really big out there.
Yeah.
But the Diary of a CEO, business stuff, you know, that's huge. What are you going for?
Joe Rogan.
I'll go for Diary of a CEO.
Yeah.
Go on.
Jordan, you got it right. Joe Rogan.
Hey! I told myself
right,
out of it.
That's it. We're going over.
No, come on, final question.
No.
Last question.
He couldn't help it, could he?
Come on.
He couldn't help it.
Do it. Say sorry, Jordan. Say sorry, Jordan.
Sorry, Jordan.
Question four. This is a weird one, considering what we talked about recently. The Amanda Holden question. Amanda Holden once ate cake on a TV show while doing a headstand. Which show was it? Was it Celebrity Big Brother, Britain's Got Talent, This Morning, or Celebrity Juice?
It's got to be Celebrity Juice. Something stupid like that. That's the daft stuff they would do.
Yeah.
Do you agree, John?
Yeah.
We're both going for Celebrity Juice.
You're both wrong, and it's a draw, so I keep the trophy. The answer was This Morning.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's rubbish, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are we doing Joke Off?
Yeah. Here's
another joke of the week. Right, episode 112. Kevin is running away with the scores. 43 points to Jordan's 34 points.
Oh, Jordan.
Kevin, you go first.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
So you can see what the standard is.
Yeah.
All right, you ready, boys?
Absolutely.
I went to the doctor the other day, and I said, I'm having a few pains or whatever. And he said to me, just walk up to that window and stick your tongue out. So I said, will it help? He says, no, but the bloke over the road, I don't like him at all.
Jesus Christ. Jordan, come on. This is it. This is where you get your point.
Go on, John.
Right. I was walking, I've been looking for a camel for ages.
Are you sure?
Hang on, you were walking or you were looking? What were you doing? Or both?
Just listen. I was walking through the desert for ages.
Right.
I'd seen a few camels, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted a camel. So I'd looked at a few, but still hadn't found one. And this bloke comes up to me and says, I've got a camel for you. And he says, tell me a bit about it. She says, well, it's got four legs, and blah 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 blah. So he tells him all its specifications and about the camel. And he says, one thing that it does have, yeah, is it's very special, this camel. It's got three humps. He goes, one thing I do want to know, what's its name? He goes,
oh. All that for that.
You know,
all that for
if we have the zombie apocalypse, we just sit here.
Just let me.
Right, with him.
And this is the perfect reason as to why you're not.
And listen to this shit.
Just let me finish.
See, now someone finally says it.
Can we guess his name? What his name is?
Yeah.
What do you think, Andrew?
Tell me, John. Go on, I don't know.
Humphrey.
Oh, Humphrey, I wasn't expecting that.
But, you know, Kevin, your joke was so bad.
Yeah.
Jordan, you get the point, mate.
Yay! Hey!
35 points. Right, that's it.